Okay. Okay. Hello.
Welcome to Living With Us. Out with us. Living With Mine.
Okay. Anywho.
So I'm good.
Hello, listeners. It's the day you've been waiting for. We are tailgating in our car before the recording of The Conners. We're playing the theme song to the Roseanne show. We're wondering if it's going to be the same theme song for The Conners as it is for Roseanne.
I'm very, very curious as to whether or not Roseanne, like, because, I mean, John Goodman said Roseanne gave up a lot.
Well, she created the show. It's her idea. So she basically gave her idea up so other people could thrive. Mm-hmm. So should we just talk about the Roseanne thing? I just got one thing to say about it.
Yes.
I grew up watching Roseanne. The show started when I was 12. And being a chubby, red-haired girl growing up in the 90s with no power, it was nice to see a woman come on the scene with some power. So, yeah, I grew up with Roseanne. I loved her. I've met her. I have my picture with her. I've seen her stand up, this and that. And, God. And then when she said that thing on Twitter, it's like my world collapsed.
Yeah.
It's like everything I knew wasn't right.
Yeah.
It was... It's like I feel like I'm getting emotional. It just... Yeah, it started this whole thing, and it rocked our world, and I know it rocked other people's world from the 90s. You know, if you know us, you know that we're obsessed with the 90s. We're still living there, you know? And this is big. I mean, we're tailgating before we go see a Conners taping. We're going to see this set that we grew up seeing. I'm 40 years old. I grew up seeing this set. I've been watching this crap on reruns and this and that for 20 years. What do you think?
I feel like it's going to be, like, going back in time and getting, like, into the television.
Mm.
It's, like, going from when we were, like, 12 and 14 to going, like, it's going to be, like, weird. Like, if you could go back in time and tell your 12-year-old self that you'll soon be inside that TV on that same show.
Yeah. It's twippy.
And all of the stuff will be the same, and all of the characters will be there, but they're going to be older.
They're going to be our age. Sarah Gilbert is our
age.
They've
all aged like we have, yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's going to be very surreal, and...
I feel like I'm going to cry before the day's over. I mean, we just pulled in, and we're starting to tailgate, and I got teary-eyed. We've been here 4 minutes.
Yeah, I'm getting emotional.
Yeah, I'm getting, you know, there's gonna be people saying we're dumb for caring or we're whatever, but you know, people who know us, and there's people out there that are just like us. There's already people lined up over there. We've already seen the line.
Mm-hmm.
There's people, and they're all in the 90s.
They're eating out of coolers.
Yeah, they brought coolers. I mean, people are pumped. Well, we started it off kind of somber, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, we're supposed to be getting turnt right now. We're about to see the Conners.
That's why we...
Pray. Don't throw up.
No, I wasn't going to throw up. I was going to cough, but I didn't want to...
I can edit out the coughs.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I need to hear a happy song to get us in the mood. What song can we hear from the 90s that's going to mostly get us in the mood?
A happy song from the 90s?
Happy song. God, is there any?
How about Scrubs?
Oh, yeah. Scrubs. Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to get... All right, 90s. I mean, we're always in that 90s mood, but we're trying to uplift ourselves from that deep thing that we had to talk about.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling it. Wait, I'm having high school flashbacks. Oh, I'm waving out of the marching band bus. All right, The Conners, 2018, October 12th. It's Friday. We aren't at work. We're, okay, right now, We are the envy of a lot of people, actually.
Yes.
We're tailgating, listening to Scrubs.
No,
for the
Scrubs.
Connors. I think it should be called Scrubs.
Yeah.
I like Scrubs. It's like I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Me too.
Alright.
It's like Back to the Future.
We have 20 minutes till we're gonna go check in. It's 12:40. We have our tickets, we have our IDs. There wasn't a dress code, unlike Dancing with the Stars. Probably because, you know, we won't be on TV. I just hope I don't do anything crazy.
I hope you don't either.
And I mean, like, I don't mean, like, psycho crazy. I mean, just mean crazy, like, I don't know. I mean, you know what I mean, right?
I'm,
you know,
not quite sure.
What I can do and things yeah. that I've done and... I just hope nothing goes crazy.
I just can't imagine what would go crazy.
No. I just... All right. Look, everybody. Let me just tell you. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but look. I've had, like, a crazy life. I've done so many crazy things. I've been all around the world and this and that and this and that. I've done it all. And this is the biggest day of my life. October 12th, Friday, 2018. This is bigger than anything I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
And I've had some really good accomplishments. But this mm-hmm. is the biggest thing. I could take a lie detector test and say, this is the biggest thing I've ever done in my life. And boom, green lights flashing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. The Connors. What are you looking forward to seeing the most?
Set.
Yeah. The set. I mean, hands
the
down.
The quilt.
The quilt. Okay, what else?
The actors and actresses, of course.
Okay, so I saw on Twitter that Juliette Lewis is going to be in the show, which is amazing. She's Juliette in the Licks. Hardcore, awesome front woman. Fantastic front woman. Great actress. 90s. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to basically... go, it'll be like a 90s, I mean, fiasco.
John Goodman, Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski. Yep. I love that character of his. That's the number one character I could relate to in a movie. Pulling a gun on someone in a bowling alley for crossing the line and saying it doesn't matter. Mm. You know, it's the league. It's a competition.
Yeah.
The Connors. I can't believe it. What do you feel? I feel sick to my stomach. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I'm in shock. It's like I'm in shock. We're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sweating. I just can't believe. I might faint. And I'm not even joking. Okay?
When do you want to go down there?
In, 16 minutes. Okay. 1 o'clock. They said don't even bother being there till like 2. And it's 12:45. There are hardcore people down there. Let's just try to ignore everybody else in line. I don't want to talk to anyone, okay?
Okay. Fine with me. I don't care.
I just feel like if people are here this early, they're freaks like us. And I don't want to be around that. You feel me? Like I'm scared of
people
me.
Like me.
Yeah. Oh my God, we're gonna be here till 10 o'clock.
Props.
Oh, man, it's gonna be a gnarly day. I'll probably pass out. Oh God, I hope I don't get escorted out.
I hope I don't have to give them our keys.
You're having all these paranoid thoughts. Like we have to give them our keys. We have to do
this.
They're gonna go through our car.
I saw a sign. It said
they just say that stuff because like people are freaks, you know?
Like us. Yeah, they
right.
Bus people like us.
Shut up.
Banned for life. We won't even get into the show.
We will. No. We're getting in. Just don't do anything crazy.
You're talking to yourself, right?
It's scary because, like, I can't even imagine what I would do that would be crazy. I think I'm just feeling... this is the biggest moment of my life, and I'm just nervous, I guess. Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Yeah, I'm sweating. I'm nervous.
Well, the air is also turned off because
we're recording. Oh my God, we might die. I gotta turn the air on.
That's why you're sweating. I'm turning red.
I'm nervous. We're gonna see the Conners. I feel like I'm having a meltdown. I just can't wrap my head around it. I feel like I'm gonna go on overload and pass out. I'm afraid. That's how excited I am. And there's other people out there that would be this excited too.
Well, do you want to go out there and sit?
No, I don't want to talk to them.
Well, we have to go sit in line.
Do you want to go?
I want to eventually.
Okay, do you have any final thoughts for before we go into the Conners?
Final thoughts.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
we haven't even checked in. I'm ready for bed.
I'm paranoid.
Don't be paranoid. Look, I was talking a big game because I was sassy and excited, and don't be scared. I'm not going to do anything, and I am kind of afraid I'm going to faint.
Faint?
I'm afraid.
Put the air on you.
No, I mean, I'm afraid I'm going to faint like the way people did when they, like, saw Michael Jackson in the 80s. You know that I've met some of the craziest, I've met the most amazing people, and a lot of them from the 90s. Never been starstruck once in my life. But today, I feel like the whole experience is going to be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Because this is the biggest day of my life.
Love you.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, are you?
Okay. It's 9:40 p.m. And we're parked
in our neighborhood.
In our neighborhood on a little side street. And listen.
It's raining.
Can you hear that? It's raining in Southern California. We walked out of the studio and thunder and lightning. I thought it was the studio.
What are your thoughts and feelings? We can't say much because of the NDA.
Oh yeah, we did sign NDA, which we knew we were gonna have to do. And you know, we can't really talk about anything, so we're just gonna talk about our feelings.
Well, I can talk about the fact that Mike Fisherman came up and introduced himself to you and to me.
DJ, aka Michael Fishman, came up to me. You guys want to know why he came up to me? Because if you guys have ever been to a taping of a TV show, there's a warm-up guy. So the warm-up guy came up to me and he said, "Are you happy to be here?" And my eyes got all teary and I go, "This is the best day of my life." And everybody in the audience goes, "Oh," didn't they? Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh my God, that's weird." And then like, I kind of got teary eyed and then I felt like that was more weird. But anywho, it got me a shirt.
And
get this, y'all, like halfway through the thing, DJ, AKA Michael Fishman, comes up to me and goes, Were you the one that said that this was the best day of your life?" And I got teary-eyed and I said, "Yes." And then some other girl jumped down and was like, "Hey, Michael Fishman, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, And then I said to Michael Fishman, I go, "It's very, very funny." I was laughing hysterically. I said, "It's very funny." He was like, "Really?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Don't even sweat it."
Yeah.
And then that was it.
It was awesome.
We made new friends. The girl who jumped down and talked to Michael Fishman, she's awesome.
Drummer from Seattle. Lauren, shout out.
So,
final verdict. Oh, we don't know if the theme song was the same.
Yeah, we don't know anything. And even if we knew, we can't say anything because we respect the NDA we signed and
right,
we respect the show.
Say anything.
We can't say nothing about nothing except
we liked it.
We loved it.
Time, and
it was the best day of my life.
I'd love to do it again.
Okay, it's 9:45. Ma's been alone all day.
And the dog.
All right, let's go.
Almost gone.
Oh.
That's where we live the sweet time. I'm in Arizona, the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, LA, Northern California.
I like how that comes in right
there. I can lose my sweet baby stay.
Keep
on a rocking me, baby. Keep on a rocking me, baby. Keep on a rocking me, baby. Keep on a